Hey guys, we're back with another episode of Panther Airsoft Folding Table Talk. This is episode 95. What did I do in 95? I don't remember. I was probably playing Super NES or something, waiting for the N64 to come out. That's all I remember. Anyways, oh, and the PlayStation came out as well. Yes. Anyways, Op Shanty, ASG Op Shanty 2.0 overview. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Julian in here today, but that is okay. We are the other rest of the admins here for the game as well, so it all works out, guys. For our live audience, if you have any comments, put them in the live text box so that we can answer it for you for this event. We're going to be going over what you need to know for the event. We're going to start off...
There's a bunch of things that we need to go over.
And... yeah, we're going to start off with the boring stuff, and then afterwards we'll elaborate into more of the discussion topics, which is basically the neat stuff. But right now, oh man, we're going to start off with the boring stuff, the dry stuff.
Let's go right in.
Rules.
Do not even ease them in. Let's go.
Rules.
Rules, guys. There's rules.
Boring? Yes, I know. Does it have to be followed? Yes, that's called game mechanics. That's why we have rules.
We will be watching.
Yeah. So here we go. I'll just pull up the document here. Golden Rule from ASG. There's a lot of reading here, guys, but we will just summarize everything that you need to know.
Just go through it.
So we'll just do the big ones here. Golden Rule. Whenever in doubt about how you act or behave in any situation, do not specifically mention within this milsim. Always use your best judgments to keep within the spirit of the event. Do not game the event. Go with the flow and enjoy the experience. Disrespect of staff or other participants will not be tolerated. Participants found cheating or disrespecting the staff and other participants will be ejected from the event without refund. That's a big one, guys. We all know about refunds, and this one is a big one. Participants who attempt to steal, cause bodily harm, or break any other laws will be handed over to local enforcement and officials. That in mind. So that is the golden rules, guys. That is the big ones. Do not game the game. Don't disrespect the staff or admins. Don't cheat. Don't disrespect staff. And don't break any laws, guys. All right. Big one here is this is a continuous milsim. So leaving the events, milsim events are about full emergence and controlled supply chain. To ensure this concept is not compromised, a participant who goes to their car after they have been processed in must check with the admin. Remember, this is an event that has limited ammo. And, this also means that you're practicing an event where you ruck in with everything you have and then ruck out afterwards when the event ends. Here we go. Any participants retrieving something from their car and returning will be escorted by an admin or field marshal. So, how that works is if you need to go to your car to pick up something, cool, because the parking lot's there, that's fine. Just let one of the commanders know. Or, you know, go to chain of command. Your squad leader, your platoon commander or commander, and then afterwards, we'll mention it to the admins as well.
Boy, you don't have to sugarcoat, okay? If you're caught, guys, out there, without the knowledge of an admin, you will be ejected from the game.
There you go. All right, so let's move on. iPro, of course. Do we even have to mention this, guys? This is like...
I mean, yes, we do.
Yeah, I mean, in milsim events, sometimes... there's a huge lull in milsims. There's a huge lull in events. There's not that much happening. People will just get lazy and just take out their eyes. Pro. Off. But remember, guys, it must be run at all times. No exception. When you're in the field of play, you are... Even if you're in your sleeping bag, make sure, you know, that is worn. Okay. Uniform requirements right now. It is really just recommended for green folks to be... wearing all green. As far as townsfolks or civilians or I guess we could elaborate on this because it's really not a lot.
So, yeah, we did have to kind of like change the name kind of last minute because everything was kind of getting confused with people calling it like PMC this, PMC that.
Yeah, so let's go
people
over
not
that.
Knowing people not knowing what a PMC is.
Yeah, so technically speaking, green the Hart Corporation is a PMC group.
Yeah.
So Mac's side, which is basically the townsfolks or the militia is what we call it, right? That is basically your local armed forces, especially for you, Mac. You are the warlord, so your faction is basically just... you're basically just a bunch of militiamen with guns.
Yeah.
Right? And then for the civilian side, they have the option of carrying concealed carries or whatever. So if you have those cool holsters or whatever, or like tiny guns or, you know, you're not carrying a lot of ammo. You're more of an NPC for the game. So that is how it is right now with the uniform requirements. So green being that you could wear military greens down from like, you know, M81s, Woodlands to Marpat to what else is green? The Swedish camo, whatever it is.
Well, basically any green camo pattern.
And any green camo pattern. Heck, even a green shirt. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like if you're wearing multi-cam, I'm going to look at you and be like, the fuck, dude.
Yeah, but if that's your only choice, then, I mean, we are
still going to be like, the fuck, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Mac's gonna like, Mac's gonna break character. Go
the fuck, dude. Yeah. The knife hands come out,
like, and then he goes back into character. Hello, my friend.
Break the fourth wall, like what the fuck? And, like, welcome to the general store. You know, like.
All right, so that's it for uniform requirements. There, not a big deal. Like I said, like Mac said, there we did have to break. The standard green versus yellow.
We had to change things around due to obviously the general community interest, the unfortunate accident we had
with Julian,
personal accident that he had and stuff that obviously hindered him and his efforts and stuff like that. So we had to postpone, but thankfully we had another long weekend to do this at, and then again, still trying to tease the community into this and stuff like that because people say they want to do these sorts of things and then we hold these sorts of things. So I'm excited to see what we can do from this. I have been to a few events the three of us all have a few events under our belt, and the LARPing can definitely add to just everything. It can be good, it can be bad. It helps open people up to the bigger world of what's out there,
It's not just, force on force, one army versus another army. In this type of event, it's almost like a insurgency style where you have civilians, you have consequences for shooting the wrong people. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of rules of engagement.
You might miss out on some vital intel that they're supposed to give you if you're not listening to the freaking made up NPC lines that they're giving you.
That goes into the previous, Minerva storyline.
Well, that went into Minerva. That went into Shanty 1. That went into, what was that other one that we had?
Panthera.
There was Panthera,
but that's from a different company. But that was that was
great there.
Yeah, that was a townsfolk's mayor, and then it's just a lot of role playing at this point. And if you're really into role playing, this is basically a sim for you. Anyways, continuing on with the list here. So Julian wanted me to mention the big mandatory stuff for packing list. I know this is for the civvies. I think it's a little bit more loose for the stuff that you're carrying, because you're not carrying a lot more. But for the packing list here, the medical card is always a must. That includes things like your first name, last name, what your allergies are, if you have any medical conditions or anything. Write that down. Put it on, where do you usually put it? Like on your breast pocket or one of your shoulders?
Yeah, and you write it.
Or if you don't if you're a civilian, you don't have any of that, put it in your pocket so that the first thing, the paramedics are... one of the admins will reach for is like your pocket. Make sure that, we know what your medical conditions are. Next one, mandatory as a wristwatch. So we know, what time what time is it? Because it is a sim that's going to be at night. So it's going to be hard to judge time, especially if it's like, 3 a.m. Well, or 2 a.m.
Also the arguments that always come up with people saying that you have a phone. Yes, you can. But the reason watches are advised, guys, is one, you don't want to get your phone shot out. Two, you don't want to look like a dumbass when you have no light discipline and you have your brightness up to maximum and you just expose yourself to everybody and anyone in the field. So again, guys, watch it. Don't forget.
So for the green guys, load bearing equipment, plate carriers, chest rigs, belts, etc. Not mandatory, but you know, you got to carry your mags, so you got to have something on you. You got your primary gun, your secondary gun, not mandatory. Again, for the civvy part, you just have no guns at all as a civvy. I mean, that'll be cool. You just literally, I don't know, they pull out a knife. Is that considered a threat? Yes, maybe, I don't know.
What are you talking about, man? I'm just trying to peel my apple here. Oh. Man, you are perceiving this knife as a threat? Man, who are you?
Yeah, like, what? Like, dude, if I'm walking down the path and I got a gun slung, okay? If it's slung, if I'm not pointed at you and you shoot me, oh, my Lord.
Oh, man.
My Lord.
I'm just saying, boy, like, you're setting up some precedents here, okay? You're telling me I can't be peeling my apple while I'm on a walk with the group, like, what are you trying to say? Are you saying that I'm a threat in my own country?
Are we in character now? Hold on. I am. We can't do this right now.
Yeah, we got to go through the rules first.
All right. So.
God, the LARP is coming out of me.
So there is a mandatory here for red kill rag cloth or red hat. One of those.
Well, so going into the night here, because we are going in from like kind of like afternoon dusk into night.
Yeah.
Have a red light.
Yep. So that's a big one. Have a red light.
That's your red kill light. So the same one you use for an ASG game and stuff like that, guys. Or if you have like a bicycle light or something like that, or a helmet light that emits red light or something to showcase that you are dead. For the civilians and stuff like that, we will figure out a way to make sure we have that as well. It always helps to act out your death if you want to stop being shot. That's a great way, other than yelling hit, blood-curdling screams and stuff like that usually stop the BBs.
Yeah, especially at night. It just gets creepy when someone's yelling in the dark. So, yes, those are mandatory, including that red light. So if you have a red light, you don't need like a kill rag or anything like that. That's mandatory for a red light. Flashlight is a big one.
That is mandatory.
That is mandatory, like a white light. If you have it on your gun, cool. Yeah. If you have like a handheld one, cool. That's good too. Next up is cold weather gear, rain jacket, sweater, socks.
Skip.
I mean, it's technically mandatory. It does get cold at night, but it's
okay.
Well, bring what's the weather proper, report? It's really hot.
All we have to phrase it is, guys, you're going to be playing for what is roughly like 12 hours.
Yep.
After, if the brave ones that play Sunday games, I don't know what the hell you're thinking. If you do that, make sure that you're able to basically have a change of clothes. You're going to have some breakfast ready. If you've got your significant other or your parents or anything like that coming to get you, or have something ready to have in the morning, basically, because, I'm expecting to run you guys all night. So,
yep, same here. All right, backpack to hold all that stuff together. I mean, you don't have to, but it is not mandatory, but have something to hold your gear, because you're going to, especially for the green team, you're going to be rucking a little bit, but it's not that big of a like hike or anything like that. So have those already. Batteries, BBs, gas, have those on you, because you are not going to be able to go to your car. Remember, we just mentioned at the very top there, that it is a continuous milsim and you're not allowed to go in your car unless you really need to, then you just let an admin know. And another mandatory item here, food, water, tradables. Mandatory.
Did you give it away? Okay, all right, yeah.
Anyways, I didn't give it away. You're going to need a lot of water, of course. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a hot milsim. Even if it is going at night, you are going to be forcing yourself to do a lot of, like, you know,
you're moving.
Extraneous activities. Yeah. You're going to need water. You're going to need food to replenish the energy that you just lost. Even if it's just like, it's 12 hours, yes. So you can have a meal in that 6-hour point and then, yeah, continue on from there. There will be, especially with green, there will be some downtime for you to sort of cook it up and make some food. So we'll have rotations and shifts. And the tradables, bring candy. Cool. Bring snacks. Bring whatever you need. So that is pretty much it for the packing list there. Let's move on to primary and designation restrictions. All types of rifles are accepted. LMGs allowed with attached mag box, one LMG per squad of 12. And snipers, not allowed. Honestly, I've already talked to a lot of folks in the platoon that I have for Green Team. I mean, this is more of a LARP, like more of a role play. Having an upper advantage by having an LMG is really not the point of the game. The point of the game is basically to run through the storyline that we have. It's not really a scripted storyline either, guys.
And can I just go off here right now, just because I know there's probably a bunch of people that were jumping over into like PMC town folk or whatever, and they're like, I'm gonna run an LMG. No, you're not. You're not running an LMG. Haha. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So civvies, don't even bother bringing an LMG. I mean, you're the point of the game is basically to mess around with the green folks, or work with them, or go against them. It's really how green treats you and perceives you. You know, like I was talking about, like the knife as a threat, or if you're slinging a gun around and then you suddenly aim at us, then we have our rules of engagement. So yeah, I mean, as far as rifles go, sure, if you're going to bring an LMG, fine, that's fine. But honestly, are you going to be slinging that around in a scenario like this, which is more roleplay? So up to you. I prefer everybody to have rifles anyway, and it's much easier for me to manage a squad when everyone's got rifles.
You know what? I mean, if you really are dead set on bringing LMG and that's all you had and you were planning on bringing it to this event and you ended up on my team for some reason, bring it. Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk.
Yep, that's fine.
That's all I'll say, because I'm not going to.
Now we're going to go through.
Gravy. Yeah, that's why.
So now we're going to go through the magazine restrictions now.
SMG, sharp, you're thinking.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be talking about magazine restrictions now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to highlight this. I'm going to paste it into
right, boys.
I'm going to paste it in here.
Restrictions.
Okay, here we go. Magazine restrictions. So I'm just going to scroll down here because here it is. Okay. Let me just rewrite this because I know
we did have some. We did have some things changed around.
Yeah, we changed it around from what Julian was saying yesterday. Okay, here we go. Militia.
Well, we've got his regular sim rules mixed in with some of the new ones that we're trying out with like the whole civilian faction. So.
All right. So here we go. I'm just scrolling down here. So green, which is basically the Heart Corporation. You're allowed to have 600 rounds on you, meaning that that's going to be one high cap or six mid caps.
Or two high caps, depending.
No, it's still one high
cap. It's still one high cap, technically.
Depending on the
high cap. No, it's still one high cap.
Okay, yep. Right. So they would just have to carry loose ammo.
Yeah, they would just have to carry loose ammo. Militia has around 300 rounds, so that's one high cap or three mid caps. Okay, and then civvies can have about 200 rounds, one high cap or two mid caps.
Yeah.
I know he put low caps in here, but not a lot of people use low caps nowadays. Low caps are technically 60 rounders.
Yeah, like
No. Low caps are 30 rounders. Thank you very much.
Well, yes. Well, those are for GBB.
Real GBB.
No. Even for AG, let's be real, guys. Don't forget where you started from. Come on.
That's what they started.
Got it. Okay. So that is the ammo restrictions that we have and the magazine restrictions that we have. So we just combine them together. So with the ammo restrictions, resupply and reloading only allowed when calling in for ammo drops. 6-person minimum required for ammo drops. So we'll just simplify this for you. You just go back to base, ask your commander for a resupply, and basically just resupply where you set up. So in this case, if it was green, it would be at a rally point or at our forward operating base, but just a rally point or a base of operation area where we kind of just drop our rucks and get started from there. So that's where you reload and then you go back into action. Okay, moving on here. So FPS limits, rifle LMG 240 FPS. We haven't had any issues with that, so let's just keep it at that, guys. Minimum engagement distance, rifle, LMG, none. Recommended to have a pistol for close quarter engagements, if you have a pistol. Alright, here we go. Hand grenades, rockets, and 40 millimeter grenades. All this, at this time, all
No grenades.
Oh, no grenades. Sorry.
There are no grenades.
There are no grenades.
A bunch of people asking in chat. There you go. I was just trying to read it. Yeah.
Yeah, so grenades, rockets, 40 millimeters not allowed for this event. Smoke grenades, I'm guessing it's going to be a no because it is hot outside, guys. We don't want to burn
everything. Don't even think about it.
And this is Panther official saying no grenades, right? Yeah. Not the event because either way, it's going
to
be
regardless,
hot.
You need to check with the staff.
100%. And if you get caught doing it, you will not just be banned from ASG events. You'll be banned from Panther.
Yep. And if you cause a fire, then you're banned for life.
That's right.
All right. Do we even need to go through this? Hits,
yes,
calling your hits?
Yes, we do.
All right. So I guess some
especially
people don't call their hits. Oh,
with
boy.
The heat, guys.
And just add it in because we're trying to do a sim. So obviously we have our standard way of calling hits.
Yep.
And, you know, if that's your initial call, awesome. You know, and then we're adding in the theatrics of this being a sim in a scenario. Yep. So if you want to act out your death or yell blood-curdling screams for 5 minutes while you're bleeding out, which is part of the game, which we will get into just below this, right?
Yeah.
All
right. So let's go over this. Any BB hits on any part of your body counts, like your gear, plate carrier, bag.
Helmet. Ghillie suit.
Whether it's a ricochet or direct hit, call it. Weapon hits do count. Switch to your secondary. If you have a secondary, switch to your knife. If you have any of that, then you're hit.
Dead.
Blind fire is not allowed, right? That's
for safety.
For safety reasons.
Because you guys shouldn't be freaking noobs.
Yeah. Everybody knows this. Default Panther rules. Friendly fire counts. Check your targets. Guys,
always.
This is a big one.
PID is going to matter.
Yeah. All right. If two participants fire simultaneously, both are hit. Both participants are out. Raids like that, they count.
Learn to die.
Airsoft is a hobby of integrity. Call your hits. Call your own hits, yep. Do not call out opposing participants' hits, guys. Don't be out there saying, hey, I hit you. That's unsportsmanlike. You're probably going to get booted. Be careful with that.
Yeah, I'll probably just come up and kill you.
Yeah.
Well, and let's be real, guys. If you hit him, he's not going to reply back.
Yeah. Remember, there is the being wounded state here, so we'll go over that in a little bit. While waiting in place, do not reload a magazine, test fire your weapon, or anything else other than calling for a medic. In this case, it's buddy aid, because in this event, we don't have a medic.
You can still call the word medic or whatever.
Yeah. He has this too. Reloading sounds and test firing causes a distraction for live participants in an area who may be inadvertently believe you are still in the event. Therefore, shoots at you.
You deserve it.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Mac.
That's it.
All right,
like,
here
if
we go.
You're playing around with your gun while you're dead and you get shot,
double tap,
and you yell out that you're I'm hit, your fault.
Okay, so just a disclaimer here, guys. There is no medics in this game. It's all buddy aid. There's no medic water or anything like that. So it's going to be a standard tourniquet. That's why ASG is mentioning, I'll pull it up here, that you could purchase a tourniquet from them. And that is $15 for a tourniquet, including taxes. It's a nice tourniquet. And it's got the little red tab on it. And then you just wrap it around your hand, or arms.
Arm, and leg, any appendage.
And any appendages. And then, oh, God. And then,
no.
I wasn't thinking about it.
Why did you go there?
No.
All right.
Oh, chat's going crazy. Lovely. Okay, so here we go. We'll talk about buddy aiding. So when you get shot, you're at a wounded state.
Yeah.
So when you're hit, you're wounded. You can be revived by your buddy once.
Well, you can be revived by anybody.
Anybody. Anybody, really. You could revive. If you've accidentally shot a civilian, now you have to use that vital tourniquet that you have, and you have to use it on a civilian.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful. Now you don't have a tourniquet. Or militia. I don't know why you would want to revive a militia, but sure.
I don't know. I'm just saying, guys, the intel's gonna come out, so it's up to you guys.
So, once per life, if the item is available, tourniquet item. When wounded, you may disclose any... You may disclose any enemy activity, positions, intel that you witnessed during your wounded time or prior to. What?
I thought we changed this. Yeah. I don't know if you want to go
you
off
may,
of this.
not. Is it may not disclose? I'm guessing. I think he might have typoed that one.
Yeah, because if you start doing, I'm just gonna shoot you.
Yeah, so
that's just gonna open up. Like, he's over there behind. I'm just gonna shoot you. No.
Yeah, so you can't, like, dead men don't talk, basically.
Yeah.
Or wounded people don't talk. I'll have to clarify with Julian if that was supposed to be a knot.
Definitely. It's got to be definitely.
Anyways, we'll continue on here. If a buddy is unable to revive you, you can choose to remain in place or complete a 5-minute recovery, then head back to your base. So you can sit there for 5 minutes. If no one's revived you for 5 minutes... or buddy aided you for 5 minutes, then you can just start walking back to your respawn.
Well, then you're dead, dead.
Yeah, you're dead, dead.
You bled out. You cannot. Once you get up to move back to respawn, you can't be buddy aided.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to go back to your actual general spawn point. So each team's going to have their own one for that. So.
Okay. We'll simplify this one. See your team commander and wait for a medevac. 6-person minimum required to call it in. Honestly, with this small of a event, just go back to respawn. Once you've hit that 5-minute mark on your bleed out timer, just head back to respawn, and then you can respawn right away. You can remove if you have a tourniquet on, you can remove it. Then you're back in action.
Yeah. Make sure orders.
Yeah. Make sure you report back to your commander. All right. Here we go. Now, once you are dead, if you choose to move your position, then you are then declare yourself dead. So even if you didn't run down the 5-minute timer and you choose to move somewhere else, you're considered dead. Got it? Got it. When dead, moving towards your base, please hold your weapon over your head or wear a kill rag or turn on your red light. This indicates you are dead so that people don't shoot you. Do not shine your lights. Don't shine your light to any positions and stuff. That's just kind of a dick move, honestly. Use your light pointing downwards to the ground and then make up and then find a path. That's really all you got to do. All right, so you're dead, basically. Put on your red rag, put on your red light, and then walk to your respawn. Sounds cool. All right, so we also have something called carrying wounded. During a wounded state, if a teammate doesn't have a tourniquet, they could also just, like, carry you. Or, like, what is it? What's the easiest way to do it? You get two people to carry you, basically, one arm over the other arm. And then they could just walk you.
Yeah, or you can do it as one person, but you have to use your hands.
Let's be real here. Yes, okay. Some people are going to be able to physically actually do this sort of thing, but we're also going through a night sim and everything like that. Yeah. So, no. The bare minimum you can do is put your hand on them and you can move them. Okay? Yeah. If your hand is not on them, then they cannot move.
Yeah.
Right? They need to move of their own volition. Because if you guys are stuck in a firefight and you're trying to pull somebody back, the last thing I need you guys doing is attempting to do some fireman carry of, like,
and then
you
know, they fall over.
And then you both fall over. Okay.
Yeah, let's not do that. If you're physically able to do it and you're like a firefighter, yeah, go ahead. But right now, just be careful, guys. So you could do a simulated drag on someone. Just make sure you consent to dragging their gear. And then you could just, like, kind of like if you're the dead person or if you're the wounded person, you can kind of just shimmy backwards and stuff with your legs. Yeah, Julian has a bunch of ruling here on if you're being carried. Live participants may hold and fire weapon and carry one person at the same time. So you're allowed to carry and fire at the same time. All right. Carrying wounded. Yeah, if you want to get out of the fire, like the firing lane, and you want to pull your buddy towards you, or you don't have a tourniquet and you want to go to like someone else that has a tourniquet, yeah, by all means, go ahead and, you know, carry your wounded out. Just make sure that the bleed out timer still counts. So yeah, don't just carry him all the way for 5 minutes and then his bleed out timer has been like 10 minutes. I think no one, if you've been bleeding out for that long in real life and you've been tossed around, I don't know if you're going to survive that. We'll see. All right, here's the fun part. Capturing wounded. So this is an event where there is militia, there is civilians, right? If they're wounded and they're sitting there, you're basically, like, let's boil it down. You could basically just go up, if I'm green and you are militia, I could go up to a militia guy and basically, like, confirm that he's wounded.
Let's rephrase it this way, yep. Because timing is of the essence. So if you guys are not quick to identify someone and do proper PID and understand what the situation is, you will lose the opportunity of capturing people. So you need to keep that in mind, that capturing is going to be allowed in this event. And if you choose not to take that opportunity or take that initiative, then the opportunity will be lost.
Yeah. So we'll read it out here, as Julian said. When a participant is wounded, that person may be captured by other enemy forces, even potentially by temporary allies or neutral parties. To capture a wounded participant, approach the person, confirm verbally with the person if he is now captured, and all his weapons visibly found. Remember, guys.
Yeah, no. I'm going to poke a hole in that right now because I saw a bunch of kids talking about that because you're going to conceal carry. You're still wounded and or captured, so it really doesn't matter if you have a crotch Glock. I'm kind of confused on why we had that in there.
I don't know why, but...
It's okay. These rules are kind of a mixture of a bunch of different events and stuff like that, so yeah. They need to be revised.
Yeah, they do need to be revised, but any weapons visibly found on him is now disabled, so any weapons found on him is disabled. The captured participant is now a prisoner and cannot escape until he is either freed by his captors or rescued by his teammates. So you can't actually just run away. You're technically captured, and you are now a bartering or trading chip at that point. Also, aggressive manhandling is not allowed. Respect verbal commands and must be honored. Respectful verbal commands must be followed. So you gotta follow your capturer's commands if you are a prisoner at that point. So you can't just run away or anything like that unless we let you go. Just to make things easy. Okay, we're not going to talk about vehicles. We're not going to talk about taking out vehicles. We're not going to talk about shields because they're not allowed. Done and done. There's roles and responsibility. This is more for green and as well as the militia. Read this up, especially if you're going green. We do have that Discord that we're talking about, which we'll talk about later. So you got commanders, you got your squad leaders, and then you got your riflemen's. Read up on what those are, because if you're 90% of the time, you're going to be a rifleman. So read up all the rifleman things that you need. Again, this is for multitude of missions, so this rule doesn't really change much in terms of that. Okay. General safety orders. Here we go. Never forget, this is a game. Keep your eye protection on. Safety is a responsibility for every participant. If you see something unsafe, call for a ceasefire, and alert the nearest admin or field marshal. So if you are in a firefight and you have to call ceasefire, don't call ceasefire, say lift fire. Go by the Milsom West rule, because a lot of people say ceasefire, and then we will treat it as a emergency. Do not call ceasefire, just say lift fire or stop firing. Understood. Wear proper protective equipment. Always respond to ceasefire gun safe calls. Be accountable for yourself. Da, da, da. Always observe and recover any pyro thrown. We're going to skip that because we're not throwing pyros.
There's no
pyro. Or grenades. Do not bring or use unauthorized pyrotechnics. Guys, no hand grenades or smoke grenades allowed anyway, so there you go. Why did it repeat itself here?
Just got to reiterate it. We got to tell these guys three times.
Okay. I won't go over a whole lot of other rules here because these are just general risk assessments. I will go over the ceasefire or gun safe rule. So if a life or a limb or eyesight is threatened, or injured to any participants, a bushfire that cannot be smoldered by a squad of four or less participants, and environmentally hazards such as flash flooding, wildfire, tornadoes, earthquake, yada, yada, yada. I'm sure.
What are we reading right now?
This is just ceasefire and gun safe procedures. Administrative reasons has decided by an ASG staff. So these are some of the ceasefire, sort of what they need to follow. So what you need to do is when someone calls ceasefire, gun safe, stop playing, echo the command. So say it again, repeat it. Remain in place and wait for instructions from. Wow, this is kind of broken. From the admins. Sorry, guys. I literally copied and pasted this from the from their Discord. So don't blame me. I didn't type this in.
No, like I said, there's just a bunch of stuff in there that needs to get revised.
Yeah. All right. So here's the big one. Just regulation stuff. Use of drones is not authorized. Yeah. And all trash must be bagged out of the AO as well. Okay. So that finishes off their rules. And yeah, now we'll talk about a little bit of what's going on with the sim. So this is just the primary objective that's labeled out by the admins. Green team, or the Heart Corporation, has to set up a base of operation, which is basically just a headquarters. And then they have to look for cargo parts. Town folks and militia. Gonna change that. They settle in the city, and they're also doing the same thing.
They're gonna have. It's not so much cargo parts, but they're gonna have. They're going to have their own game objectives and goals.
Yep.
And then, it's gonna be up to Green to have to kind of differentiate hostile forces from friendly forces, and then there's obviously gonna be a few people who are just directly NPCs, and then are gonna drive the storyline of the game, and then.
The base storyline right now from the initial news that Jillian or ASG released is breaking news. Jay Lau, conglomerate plane, successfully exited the AO from the previous sim, but it was shot down. It received multiple casualties. Didn't receive multiple casualties. It has no survivors.
No survivors.
No survivors. And all its precious cargo that it had from the previous sim is scattered all around the AO. In this case, it's going to be a region in Pantherstan. Local village town elder has risen up and took over the region. This is Max's role at this point. He is a warlord. Scouting parties have been sent out.
I'm a benevolent town elder.
You're a town elder. Got it. Do I have to be in character now?
I just don't want this defamation lawsuit happening from all these.
Got it. So
lies that you're saying.
He's the new town elder that has taken over the town by force.
I didn't take over. I was just appointed.
You're just around. Got it.
I was just there.
All right.
Good old Rack Basha.
Yeah. Got it. So scouting parties have been sent out to retrieve the plane parts. Our planes cargo. Heart Corporation has been spotted regrouping on the outskirts of the city. They're hard pressed to secure and extract the precious resources. Bonuses are on the line for us. Stay tuned for more information as they come. So there's going to be a lot more info with some of the signals intelligence stuff that we're going to have on the Heart Corporation side.
Hey, Green Team. You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
You guys lost last time. But don't lose this time.
Yeah, pay attention to the LARP details.
So here we go. So that is the initial story right there. Basically, we could just divulge into a little bit of what we have coming. So what is the need to know basis for civilians and militia right now for Mac? What do you need them to know before entering?
Sorry, what? I was just trying to calm Bill down. He thought we were actually closed on Saturday.
Okay, so what do you need to what's the need to know basis for civilians and militia right now before entering the sim? What do you want?
Okay, well, so I did have a few people come up to me and ask me if they were allowed or if they were able to play both roles. If they were able to play one role, I said yeah. I already talked to some specific people. If I didn't talk to you or if you were wondering, there's your answer right there. So we are going to be obviously mixed in with a militia faction as well as the civilian faction. And it's sort of a team. We will have team elements on that as well. I've got my two IC that I will connect with as well and make sure that the flashpoints are happening as needed. And then we will have my other civilian side two IC who's going to make sure everything's going along with the storyline and the timeline to make sure, obviously, that the game is flowing, obviously, right? Yeah. So, civilians, don't worry. There isn't much that I need to tell you other than you're going to receive a few kind of like story-based lines. And then obviously now is your time to win that Oscar that you always thought you could, guys. You're going to go out there. You're going to interact. You're going to create your own character, your own backstory, whatever you want to fit into the sim. And then go out there, act, figure out a way to kind of either leak your intel or drive your story point into the game. And then again, so this is where I tell Green Team, if they're listening or if, you know, they're out there, this is where PID and communication can definitely be a factor first, because you don't know who these people are. You don't know what faction they represent. You don't know what side, where the internal turmoil is. So this is definitely going to play into that. There's going to be a lot more talking than shooting, but there is going to be shooting, because when the shooting starts, the shooting is just going to start blasting. Sorry if that went all over the place, but yeah. Am I crazy or is Poi muted?
I was muted. Oh my
okay,
God.
I was like, what?
So like, yeah, that's a need to know basis for civilians okay. and militia. Thank you.
Yes,
So for Green is basically the Heart Corporation. So just a need to know basis for that is we do have a platoon management that I am running as a Discord server. So message me if you're part of Green and you are not been assigned as a squad and as a role yet. And on top of that, I'll spill a little bit of details more on the platoon management, but for a need to know, basically we have our own set of agendas that is different from militia and civilians, right? We have me as your commander. I will be dealing with everything from where we go, what we do, and how we escape from this area, and what we collect. As a corporation, we have our own set of little rules of engagement. I won't give out any details on that because the enemy commander is here as well. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But, you know, it's all fun and games. It's all for LARP, guys. PID is very important, so it's not just a type of game where you just go in there and just, like, trigger happy and shoot everybody. You just, if you're going to do that, join a regular skirmish game in the afternoon, really. This is more about going out there and interacting with the other civilians that are out there, and as well as identifying, you know, like who's a threat, who's not a threat, and as well as, you know, working on those objectives, right? We're talking about gathering those precious cargo. Well, you're going to figure out what those precious cargo are as we start the game. So there is a lot of things that Green is going to be doing, and we're going to be making sure that you guys are all having fun, making sure that we collect as much intel as we can. Everything gets passed along, and this is where we could open up to the platoon management portion of the podcast, because this is what would you say, Tack? You're mentioning something on the lines of this is like groundbreaking when it comes to like managing a platoon, was it?
Well, just in my opinion, this sets a really nice standard, because Poi has been, and as you guys have heard from previous episodes, as well as some of you guys who have helped us beta test the Field VoIP channel that we have in this Discord from above, and we've had a lot of successful tests with it, and so Poi went ahead and decided to utilize Discord in a fashion for the Airsoft team format with the platoon management system. So to me, this is a really cool standard, just because of the fact that we all use our phones. It's pretty straightforward to use, and I know people as old as 85 plus who actually know how to use Discord just from other games that exist and whatnot and communities that they join. And so it's a really simple and easy to use platform, and just the way Poi has organized it in the fashion for an airsoft event, kind of, it makes it pretty streamlined and straightforward.
Yeah,
we're obviously still going to be, you know, testing this out, but there's a lot of promise coming from this, in my opinion, and I would really like to keep going on, because it yeah. obviously it saves us a lot of time from going out and having to design our own app and all this
yeah,
stuff.
So
right?
They're like Discord is already on. Discord already has all these features built in. We just have to work within it. And you guys listening in, we already have Discord running for our servers, so we might as well use it on this sim. So I have it pulled up here. I only have it as a everyone view right now, so it just has the about section right now. It has the ARG elements of who the Heart Corporation is, what they do, the motto. Yeah, if you're part of Green Team, let me know, and then I will let you in this channel as long as you paid for the event you are in. And then we have the recruitment section. This all includes things like, you know, what the employee package is, your health, your dental, your, you know, whatever benefits package you have. And then
welcome
as well,
to Weyland Yutani.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, like, this sounds like Weyland Yutani.
Yeah, and then you got things like, you know, you're signing up for a PMC, Private Military Rifleman, or if you want to lead a squad, you know, you can sign up for a squad leader. If you like radios, you also have the RTO specialist. A communication specialist, which also includes things like monitoring Discord and stuff. And then we have our intelligence officer, which technically counts as my second in command. Unfortunately, that position's already filled, but that is I think he's having fun with just dealing with the intel that's coming in. So unfortunately, I can't show you the rest. It'll include things like if you're part of squad one, you will be assigned to a squad one group, and then you will also see the entire platoon, and it will communicate out your mission. So in the platoon net, there's a mission. In the platoon net, there's also your rules of engagement. You have your signals intelligence, which basically spits out information, and Julian will actually spit out a few little information here and there as either human intel or drone intel or surveillance intel, all the ISR stuff that we deal with, in ISR meaning intelligence, surveillance, and recon package. We have things like orders, so I could do things like I guess I could show you a little bit of this. Things like I guess you can't really see it, like at platoon headquarters, set up a base of operation in the AO. So I could basically tag people or tag groups and then tell them to do this. And since this is the best part, since it is text-based, you could always just look at your phone and then put your phone away. And then now you know that you have an order that's been set for, let's say, squad one. Right? This is revolutionary because of the fact that it is text-based. You don't have to deal with radio communications. You have to tune in. You have to make sure that everybody copies the order. I mean, it's a fast way of communicating, but a lot of people are so used to just looking at text-based orders that it's I don't know, what would you say, Tech? It's like way better.
So the best thing that comes out to it is that there is no excuse for people not to be able to use this because of the fact that from our field testing, this uses very minimal amounts of data,
yep.
And you want to use it in the fashion that we want to use it in. So for people who are data conscious, you will be able to, you know, as long as you turn off your Facebook and all that other crap,
yep,
that you guys have, and you just have this app open
as a notification as well.
Yeah, you could have your data on, and it will not drain your data for,
yep,
that event, as well as everyone has a phone, so not everyone has a radio, which kind of puts in a little bit of a like a gatekeeping aspect of it. So because of that, we live in the future now, guys, not the age I grew up in where it was hard to get a phone. Y'all have phones, so
yeah,
there's no excuse.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily have to have this on if you're a rifleman at all times. I would prefer the squad leaders to have access to this because it provides me a avenue to give them an order, you know, without having to echo it on the radio constantly. It would be on you, and then you get a notification that says squad one move to, you know, let's say like two-story cabin or something, you know, and then they just look at their phone and then they just reply that, roger that, and then I get a confirmation right away that they've got the message and they're moving now, right, without having to use radios. you know, you don't have terrain deformation to deal with. You don't get flaky radios. You don't get incorrect, like, you're not in the correct channel, and I'm not talking to, like, a dead sort of channel, right? So we have that as well. We also have voice chat set as well, but it is not necessary to use it in Discord. If you want to use a voice chat, I mean, that's really up to you. I'll have that option open as well. But right now, we're just going to be testing out the text-based ordering system as well as platoon management. That's what we're doing. And on top of that, yeah, like I said, Green has some fun ARG stuff. A lot of reading material, a lot of back story stuff, a lot of intel that's going to come in that seems to be useless, but there's like small little tidbits of information there that's important. So read up, consume the information. Maybe if you're going out there and you meet a person that is actually very important in the storyline and you've read a little bit of information on them in the Signals Intelligence page, then yeah, all on you for remembering all that info. I do like it when players figure out things on their own rather than us, the administrators or the commanders, telling them that this is how it is in the storyline. I'd rather not do that. I'd rather have people figure out what's going on in the storyline.
So, intelligence is a sign of possibility of winning, and Green needs every bit of intelligence possible.
I just imagine that Team America scene where, like, they're like crashing the plane and they're just like, we have no intelligence. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So that is a little bit of, if you're Green Team and you don't have access to this yet, message me. I am the commander, or message the person that is with you going to this event. Let me know, because like I said, we're testing this out, and then if it's good, it will be for future events. And I know RC is having fun developing all the ISR packages that we have, and he's gonna go crazy with it. If you're into D&D, it's basically just the live version of it.
It's D&D with guns.
It's LARP. It's literally LARP. Yes. Okay. So moving on. We don't have an. Moving on. So important parts here. Timeline. So we're not going to talk about game timeline. We're talking about event start. So July 31st, 4 p.m. Registration opens for the sim. If you're not there at 4 p.m., you better be there before the 6 p.m. op start.
Yeah, you definitely want to check in.
Nah, you'll be going through a village and question who you are.
Yeah, so, 4 p.m., registration opens. Make sure you're there. There's going to be separate tents for check-ins for Green, which is basically Heart Corporation. It's going to be in a common area, and I will be dealing with you. And then, check-in is still at ASG building. And then after you've been checked in, then you would head into your staging area. That's what we call it. Sorry, that's what I meant. Your staging area is Green is going to be in the common area, and then civilians and militia are going to be at the shooting range. So we want to keep them separate from each other. And you report into your commander after you've been checked in, basically. So that's 4 p.m. till probably 5:30 probably, or 6, because 6 is when the op starts, and we want to start heading out to our designated start locations at that point. And should I mention where the start locations are?
It's all right.
It's all right? Okay.
We'll rally them. And then.
So you got to be rallied up before 6 o'clock. All right, you got to be registered before 6 o'clock. You got to be at your corral point, basically, at before 6 p.m., guys. And then op ends, like, it gets cut off at 9 a.m. on August 1st. So make sure you're not sitting at the field after 9 a.m. because the game's already over. It's probably gonna be over earlier, guys, honestly. But that's when we cut off the game time. So that is it for your timelines there. Make sure, again, registration starts at 4. That's the important one. And you gotta be at your staging area, or not staging area. You gotta be at your corral point or your groups. Like, Green again is at the common area, and then the shooting range is going to be civvies and militia. So that is pretty much it. And this opens up What about you two? You guys want to mention anything before we open up the questionnaires here?
No, we covered TQs. Well, just emphasis on tradables.
Yep.
For both sides, people are wondering what that means and stuff like that. If it comes to snacks and food, things that you would be willing to trade for. We're going to try and see how this works, is some kind of in-game bribery. If you got something I like, maybe I'll be willing to, bend a little bit, paying for intel, that's always a good one too. Not all things in life are free. That one, and then the respawns, I think we
didn't we mentioned that already. If we want to, yes, we could mention it. For civilians and militia, where is your response?
We're gonna set up in the city, obviously, and we're gonna work around the game. So obviously I'll go over how civilians die as well, and as well as the militia forces and stuff, because
if it hasn't been pointed out before, when you register, guys, civilians will be meeting at the old junkyard, aka ASG shooting range.
Yep.
So that's where we will be convening to talk and congregate and plan for our whole civilian faction, as well as Boyd's group will be
common area,
right in the common area. So, and that is during the registration period. So that's where you guys will be organizing, gathering before you guys start infilling.
Yep. And for green respawns, so if you die, you have to go somewhere. It's what we call a rolling respawn. Basically means that if I tell you this is going to be the respawn, this is going to be the respawn, because we're going to be dropping our rucks and then we're going to be setting up there, and then that is our respawn. It might move around depending on what the situation is.
Yeah.
Because remember, we as the Heart Corporation just moved into this AO fresh, new, because we heard that there's valuable cargo that is around. So we are going in there as a small unit, basically. Tinier than a platoon from what we look at the registration. So the respawns will change. If you're gonna game the game, and this is a big no-no,
and you're just gonna have a bad time.
Yeah, if you're a militia and you figure out where green respawns is, I mean, cool, that's great, but don't camp it or do anything, because
again, I have factors to control that, so don't worry.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, if you're gonna game to game like that, cool. Be a dick, but like, that's, other people are.
It'll playing. Be your last event.
Yeah, other people are playing the game too. So this is more of a game that is designed for a lot of roleplay, right? Mm. It's gonna be
organic.
Yeah,
we're testing you guys out.
So I mean, pretty much, and then the TQ turn kit. Every player is required to have a turn kit. Again, keep that in mind. I know there might be some, we will open it up for questions and stuff like that for anyone that is confused on any clarification. So make sure you have TK. Make sure you guys have water, because again, this is going to be a lot of
moving around, especially in the heat. Still going to be hot at night, guys.
Still going to be muggy as hell. So,
yeah. All right, so this opens up a Q&A section now of the podcast. Send us your Q&A. Unfortunately, we can't do this live because not live, but in the comment section of YouTube, we can't do that anymore because it is, maybe we might. We still got Saturday and Sunday to answer those questions, so we're just mentioning for live chat if they have any Q&A, but I think we've answered everything here. I don't see any active chats going around. I think we've answered everything. I think final thoughts. Have fun, guys. Really. Have fun.
Is a watch absolutely necessary? I'm going to say no, but I'm going to tell you realistically.
Phone or watch.
Your phone will die.
Yeah.
And if you tell me that you need to go out of the event because you need to charge your phone, I'm going to laugh at you and not let you back in. So if that's fine. But also, if you're using your phone to look at time, thank you for the spotlight. I now know where you are, as well as anyone around you. So just keep that in mind. I don't care. And if you get your fucking phone shot.
Yeah. Disclaimer, again, guys. Just
don't you blame me at all. If you lose your phone during the event, don't blame anybody but yourself. So those are for the people that ask, do I need a watch? Again, do you need to go get a G-Shock? No. Do you need to go and buy something from, you know, like some outrageously expensive military tactical watch? No. Guys, I literally
$15 bought, right here.
Dude, I bought like a freaking $5, $10 watch from like Walmart, man. I don't fucking care.
$15 for the nice looking military ones. And if you have one of these G-Shock ones, like,
Go to
I don't
March,
care. I don't care if this gets shot out. Yeah.
Wherever.
But yeah, bring a watch because that is important for telling time. That is it.
And again, you don't have to wear your watch on your wrist either. Like for me, like when I go to events and stuff like that, I have my watch on my plate carrier.
All right, guys. I love you. You guys inside chat are being too slow. I am melting in here.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah,
we're gonna end this off because I want to upload this right away, and we are melting here, guys. Final thoughts for all of us. Have fun.
I'm excited.
We're all excited. Drink water. And
I'm dying.
Yeah,
you're going to be dying.
Especially for green, follow the chain of command because we are structured as a regular sort of a private military, you know, with structure.
You're structured.
Yeah, I'm structured. You're loosely structured. Give us civvies, give us a hard time. That's
bro,
pretty
bunch
much
of
it.
Civilians thinking that they're going to be like structured like squads and shit. Like, get out of here.
They obviously haven't played a regular militia on squad. All right, guys. Anyways.
Close it off.
But I'm looking at you guys right now, looking through your souls. This is episode 95 of the Panther Airsoft Folding Table Talk. If you have liked this episode, slap that like button, hit that subscribe button, and slam that notification bell so you know when Poi is uploading this in the morning. All right, guys, that's it. See you later. Bye-bye.
See you on the sim, guys.